What's going on, everybody? We are back for the first time in almost a year.
Pretty close.
It's been a long vacation, I guess you'll say. But we're back, and we're back with...
And better than ever.
Yeah. With a new approach to our we'll call it our channel, so to speak. So, yeah, we're going to start this off by introducing our newest series, the All Ball Cleveland Browns mini pod, the first episode. So we're going to release mini series on all of the local sports teams that we follow, which will be the Browns, Cavs, and Indians. And we'll try and put one of those out every week. And then you will have our regular All Ball Brandon and Cody podcast, which will cover everything else sports related that we didn't cover with the local stuff. So I don't know about you, but I'm ready to dive into some Browns talk.
Lead the way.
So, week one in the books in the NFL, and rough showing for our Cleveland Browns, who lose 38-6 to the Baltimore Ravens. What's your first take? If you didn't, let's say you didn't watch this game. You know, we're coming into this season with all this hype. You go ahead and you load up your apps and you look at the score and you see that. What's your first impression?
That we are still the worst team in the NFL. Nothing's changed. Nothing has happened to divert from that. We have done nothing to prove that we are not the worst team in the NFL. And I think it's going to take a lot, emphasis on the word a lot, to change that narrative. There's nothing about this team that you can say has really changed. You can save your all to new coach, new GM, new regime. We've been through it. You can say that we have the best receiving core. You can say that we have the best running back core. That doesn't win games.
You can also say that given the game plan that our receiving core and running back core was given, they're going to be completely useless this year.
Well, and so here's the thing. Here's my take on that. Let's just start with Odell, right? That's the hottest topic right now. Every other play, Odell is being held by Humphrey or who's the safety?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Anyway, so Peters.
Yeah.
So can't really do much about that. Doesn't help when he finally does break free that Baker can't get him the ball. The really only one play that I have to gripe about Odell is the 3rd-and-2 conversion where he dropped the pass.
The drop.
Doesn't happen often, but it does happen. There's nothing beside the fact that we are the worst team in football. That's it. There's a clear-cut point. We are the worst team in football. And I know Browns fans are going to hate hearing that, but we can't live in a world with denial. It's not a thing.
I'm not going that far yet. It's week one.
We've been this bad for 15 years.
I understand that. However, the circumstances right now are a little odd.
But I would say, so the devil's advocate answer to that is everybody's playing under the same...
But my devil's advocate to that precautions is these are perennial Super Bowl contenders in the Baltimore Ravens, who not only had one of the best offenses in the NFL last year... They went out and beefed up that defense. Despite losing Earl Thomas, they picked up guys like Patrick Queen, Calais Campbell.
Yeah, I agree.
And this is probably a top three team in the league. Now, 6 points is a little ridiculous to score. However, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But if they lose at home on Thursday to a rookie quarterback who's coming off a short week as well, I don't really know. I couldn't defend it.
It's okay to say it. It's okay to say that we are the worst team in football.
I'm not going to say it yet. I'm not going to say it yet, but I cannot defend a loss to the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday, especially if it's the doing of Joe Burrow and he just lights us up. I cannot defend it.
So are you going to be really upset when he rushes all over us?
The fact that he scored his first touchdown from like 25 yards out.
23.
On a design quarterback run. I don't even know what to say about that. Who's the coach on Cincinnati? Zach Taylor. I don't know why he's got that in the playbook or why the offensive coordinator out there has it in the playbook, but I don't like it. That's fine. He got in one time, but it's...
Well, as a Bengals fan, we love it. But as a Browns fan, we're going to hate it.
Here's the thing. When Joe Burrow meets a you know what I mean? It's not going to be good. The big old linebacker is just going to come through and just tear his head off, which is fine.
He has the speed to get away, clearly.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't like it.
Did you watch the replay?
Yes, I seen it. I watched him got his blocker before he got murdered. That's what I watched. That he was going to get wrecked. Thank God, he pushed his blocker into the guy. But
so he has heads up play. He has great IQ is what I'm hearing.
If you're a Jack Harlow fan, I'm in the pocket like Burrow because that's where he should be. Anyways.
7 minutes in, I'm sick of this already.
Good. You deserve it.
I don't deserve anything because I'm a fan of the worst football team in the NFL.
I know the Washington football team won. We didn't.
Thank you. That's my point. Gardner Minshew threw 95%. And I know we said we're just going to talk about Browns, but this is me putting a stamp on my argument. Gardner Minshew. Threw for 95% and 3 touchdowns and beat the Colts.
Gardner Minshew also has magical hair that allows him to.
Oh my God, shut up.
It's water. Yeah, it's like the secret stuff.
It's water. So it's just hair. That's just hair.
It's water and it's also like. I would assume head and shoulders.
You can't say it's the handlebar mustache because Baker rocked the handlebar mustache last year.
No, it's definitely in the hair. Something in the hair is radiating moving on. Magical energy.
Moving on.
So I watched snippets of this game. I was at work, and early on the Ravens went up. It was fine. The Browns came back, scored. Seibert ultimately ended up missing the extra point.
Just like he did at the first kick last year, too.
Yeah, and from there on out, we were useless.
Mm-hmm.
We moved the ball, and it was looking good, and then the drives would just stall in Ravens territory. So they're already past the 50.
Mm-hmm. Or penalties, or Baker threw picks.
Penalties, Baker was sacked. The first pick, I think he only threw one. Campbell batted that one, which...
I started the Ravens defense, too.
It is what it is. But what really made me mad was I was looking at it by drive.
Mm-hmm.
When I seen the 3rd and 41, I wanted to lose my marbles. I'm like, how the hell do you manage to pull that off?
Yep, a sack, and then we had a 15-yard penalty. Mm-hmm. Face mask. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I just don't understand. And the other thing is here, I like Stefanski's offense. I like a three tight end set, especially in the red zone.
You know what a three tight end set is mostly used for?
What?
Running the ball.
Right. Unless you're on the goal line.
We ran the ball 23 times between two halfbacks. We should be murdering 23 carries.
We should run 30 times a game with those two guys.
We should run 40 times a game with those two guys. At least 35.
The problem is the defense was so bad that we're playing from behind, and then you got to throw the ball. So
that's what happens when you're the worst team in football.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Our safeties were garbage. I mean, Sendejo and Carl Joseph. Why is that where was Ronnie Harrison? Why didn't he start the game?
He played three plays.
I know.
I think he's still learning the playbook, I guess. I don't know.
I would have taken my chances with somebody who doesn't know the playbook versus Andrew Sendejo. I'm just saying. I mean,
that was Kevin Stefanski's decision, bro. Live by the sword, die by the sword.
Again, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. The dude had, 14 years in Minnesota and had a lot of success there, but I don't know what to call this
game. As a coordinator.
It was a flop. This game was a flop, and I'm going to erase it out of my mind and try and be a good Browns fan, but...
You can be a good Browns fan and be...
You can be critical, but you can't be like some of the people that we've encountered that are air quote Browns fans.
Well, and here's the thing: this is my opinion. We were a winless team and a 1-win team. Okay, big deal. We went 6-10 one year or something like that. What or 3-12 or what? When was our first year of Baker?
First year of Baker was 7-8-1.
Yeah, that's right, because we tied the home opener.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Had a 7-game win season. But this performance, save me the bullshit that it's older top 13. We dropped 40 on them. We embarrassed them the first time we played them last year.
It's a different
year.
Team.
It's not. It's they added two guys on defense.
They added more than that.
They added two good defenders on defense. It's the same offense. The exact same offense that we couldn't stop.
So JK, who's a rookie, scored two touchdowns on us?
It's the same. They added one running back. It's the same offense. They handed the ball off. So if it's not Dobbins, it was Gus Edwards. And if it's not Gus Edwards, it's Mark Ingram. It's the same offense. It's literally the same offense. How is it not?
And our defense is worse.
Actually, it's not the same offense because they ran the ball out more. Lamar Jackson looked like Brett Favre against us.
Okay, let's say even the two players they added or whatever on defense didn't matter. The players we don't have and are injured are god awful. So I don't know. It's you call it what it is, I guess, because
we're still the worst.
Our defense got so much worse. We're probably gonna end up finishing 32nd in the NFL.
Probably.
I mean, I have no doubt about that.
That's my opinion. Grant, I get that they're gonna probably be. Yeah, right. He should send it.
Yeah.
Sorry, but we should. We're the worst team. That's just how it is. We just are. We are the worst team. We've done nothing to deviate from that.
Mm-hmm.
That our and like you said, we're 32nd defense. Literally, Mark Andrews could stand there with three DBs on him and be like, "Yo, give me the ball," and he would just get it. We couldn't guard anything out there.
Our linebackers were absolutely pitiful when it came to matching up with their tight ends. I mean, I don't even know what to call that. I understand Mark Andrews is an amazing player, probably a top five tight end in the league.
In the red zone, he's a top five tight end.
I'm willing to bet he's top five overall this year. But I cannot believe the game that he had against us. And then to top it all off, they throw him the ball, and there wasn't anybody within 5 yards.
No.
So what in the world is our defense doing? Because that sure as hell ain't man-to-man. And if it is man-to-man, that's just throw the whole team out. And if it's zone coverage, where the hell are you at? Where's your zone? Because you obviously don't fucking know where you're supposed to be.
We could talk all day about that, so let's move on. You've seen every team in the AFC North play. Give me your thoughts.
The Ravens obviously are a Super Bowl contender. There's not much to say there. The Bengals lost a heartbreaker that they should have won. I feel for Joe Burrow. I mean, that was rough. I mean, that was just, there's no way else to, no other way to put that is that was a rough game for them. But I mean, they're probably still a bottom feeder in this division, maybe 4 or 5 wins.
The Bengals we're talking about.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say about us. I want to say we're going to win like 7 or 8 games, but after watching that, it's up in the air for me. And the Steelers, I mean, Big Ben ended up looking good at the end there. So it's tough. It's tough for me. I want to say the Steelers are overrated this year. Everybody was hyping them up, saying with the return of Ben that they're going to be something. I don't know. You got James Conner, who inevitably gets hurt. He got hurt in game one. I said he'd be hurt by week 6. Boy, was I wrong. Hurt in, what, the first 2 or 3 quarters? Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's why I can't get behind the Steelers, is injury-prone skill position players. I don't know. How did Juju play? I didn't get to see the box.
He has a touchdown.
I know
he had a big touchdown that ultimately was the one that won them the game. So he had a good game.
Well, okay. It's the Giants, so I'll take it with a grain of salt. But I don't think Juju is going to handle double coverage well.
Nope. He never does.
So I can't be sold on the Steelers yet. I will say if the Browns don't shape their shit up, when it comes down to it, we'll be competing with Pittsburgh for one of those wild card spots at the end of the year. So they better figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
Because although the Steelers may not be great, they'll string enough good games together to win 8 or 9. Okay. So that's my outlook on the AFC North right now.
So my outlook is just like this. This is just from what I saw. Okay. Just from some of the gameplay that I've watched. Obviously, I watched all of the Browns game. But this is my outlook, and this is how I see it. This is as of right today finishing. Obviously, Ravens first. Bengals in that wild card. Steelers in that wild card. Bengals third. And we're going to be the bottom feeder this year. Yes. As of now, I mean, we scored 6 points. We moved the ball effectively, 1 drive.
Mm-hmm.
Take out penalties, we only have that 1 drive. I get a penalty is part of the game, but some of them are a little ticky-tacky, I'm not going to lie. Some of them kind of ticky-tacky. But, and here's the thing, like, this is not me. I'm not a Browns hater. I'm being critical of the fact that this team is not good. And the conversation soon is going to have to be, once again, do we go after another quarterback?
And this is a make or break here for Baker. I mean, it is what it is. I'm saying minimum he has to put numbers up is like anywhere in the 25 to 12 range. So like 25 TDs, 12 picks. That's like minimum.
I think that if we don't have a 500 record or above, he's out. We already won 7 games with him.
Yeah. Well, that's
the thing. So that means that we're capable. He's capable of at least carrying the team 7 wins.
Right. I think it's playoffs. You make the playoffs or you're out.
Oh, I don't think so.
I do.
Maybe. I mean, you could be right. You could be right.
Look at the roster.
Yeah.
I mean, right now.
Well, our offense, yes.
Right.
Offensively, yes.
There's no reason. We should be like the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. That's the type of team we should. We should put up 40 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're going to give up 42.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we should still be scoring unreal amounts of, you know what I mean? Mm. We should be
top five.
We should kick a field goal at least every drive. That's how effective we should move the ball with this offense.
At least get three.
Yeah. I understand injuries are rough right now. We're missing. Delpit's out for the year. Mac Wilson just, he's down for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. We have... Njoku went down on Sunday.
Go figure.
Still, this offense, minus David Njoku, should still move the ball.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
No questions asked. So, we should be a top five offense in the NFL.
So looking forward to Thursday. How do you think the game's going to play out? Give me your score prediction.
I think they're going to bounce back. I think they're going to wake up from getting punched in the goddamn mouth. And
I hate that quote just saying. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Go ahead.
Because we hear it a lot.
Yeah.
I understand that. But they're going to wake up. I think they're going to win big. I think it's going to be 38-13 Browns.
Wow. So you think we're going to go from 6 points to 38 just like that? 38-13
Browns.
Interesting. Call me a hater. Call me what you want.
Oh, boy.
This is how the world works. Okay, I'm gonna give you a little history lesson. If you don't know, now you know. We went and signed Cody Parkey. Cody Parkey was the kicker.
Cody Parkey was stashed on our practice squad.
We signed him to the practice squad, and then
signed him because Seibert's a bum. I know.
Right. Cody Parkey was the kicker of our fabulous 0-16 year. Fun fact.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I'm going to cut you off real quick.
Yep.
Gostkowski missed 4 field goals last night for the
Titans.
And
then hit the game winner.
Do they cut him?
No, he hit the game winner.
Ouch.
If he would have missed the game winner, you got to cut him. That's the rule.
Wow, breaking news, Le'Veon to IR, GG.
That's not Brown, so we're gonna cut that out. So Cody Parkey, the kicker, we signed today to the practice squad. Then we elevated him after release of Austin Seibert. The Bengals claim Austin Seibert off waivers. Why do they claim Austin Seibert off waivers? Because their kicker misses a field goal to win the game. Because the Bengals signed Austin Seibert, you're going to see a score. Ready for this? 24-21 Bengals.
No.
Austin Seibert's going to kick the game-winning field goal.
Think about what you just said. Think about the incompetence.
That's how the world works.
Think about the incompetence there.
He dropped 17. Who'd they play? The Titans? No, they didn't play the Titans.
They played the Chargers.
Tyrod Taylor and that Chargers defense, he scored 17 points with. Okay. You mean to tell me you don't think he can score one more touchdown on our defense?
So here's...
Yeah, a simple yes or no will suffice. What?
No. You're not listening to me. Here's the total incompetence of the Bengals front office. We release a kicker because he misses a game-winning field goal. We go out and sign a kicker who can't even hit an extra point. So I'm not sure where that makes sense.
Because they understand how the world works.
Because they understand that there's some kind of mojo curse on the Cleveland Browns.
They understand how the world works.
And that's going to turn around and bite us in the ass. Which is bullshit, because that's not how it should work, but it's fine.
How the world works, brother.
It is what it is, I guess. But
okay, so final score prediction. Go.
38-13.
24-21 Bengals. Joe Burrow gets his first career win in Cleveland. I don't make the rules, brother. This is how the world works.
What if we turn that game on Thursday? What if we turn that game on Thursday and it's an absolute dog shit showing of a game and both teams score like less than 10 points.
I would say that's Ohio football for you.
That's what I was going to ask you. Would you say that Justin Fields is then the best quarterback in Ohio?
I don't think I'm ready to make that claim. This is the NFL we're talking
about. I know.
About
I don't always. Do the college comparison, but I thought some humor was needed there because if that's a dog shit game, I don't even know what to say.
Well, here's the thing. I'll be sleeping. I probably won't be watching that game.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. But final prediction, 38-13 Browns. So.
Final prediction, 24-21 Bengals. We urge you guys to, when we release this, comment or reach out to us, your score predictions and your thoughts too. The one thing, so we're gonna end here shortly. The one thing I don't know if you mentioned that we're only gonna be doing like about 20 to 30 minutes in this. I know you said it's gonna be a mini series.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you mentioned that.
No, I didn't mention the length, okay. But
yeah, so we're gonna shoot for 20 to 30 minutes. And that's just gonna kinda be we're gonna break things down. We're gonna give you a breakdown of the week before and what we think going forward and a kind of a breakdown of what the next game's gonna look like. So there it is. Any other anything you wanna add? Thoughts, hopes, dreams?
No, what you said. Quick little mini series going here on out, 20 to 30 minutes on each of the local teams we follow. We're not really hockey fans, so you won't see no Blue Jackets. Sorry if you're a hockey fan, but it's just not our thing. So Browns, Cavs, Indians, you'll have 20 to 30 minute mini series on those teams every week, so keep an eye out for that. And if you want to hear us go on about the rest of the sports world, you can tune into All Ball with Brandon and Cody, and we're gonna break everything else down there. So get in and get out. That's the new philosophy for these mini pods. So it'll help you guys keep your attention focused better. If you don't really care for the Cavs or the Indians, you can watch the Browns, vice versa. You can watch just the Indians. I think it makes it a whole lot more accessible to the fan base, which I like. I like to go on a channel or a podcast outlet and find, what I want to watch and skip the rest. Because I don't got time to go scroll through all your bullshit if I don't want to hear it. So I like this a lot better. We hope you guys will like it too. Any criticism, if you guys have any suggestions, let us know. We will take it in consideration and see what we can do to better the listening experience of our channel. So that's it for me, man.
Well, I have nothing else to add. I think that you're going to see Austin Tyler King game winning field goal. So, there we go. For that, I'm Brandon. He's Cody. This has been All Ball. And stay on it, my friend.